American fashion designer Kate Spade was found dead Tuesday in her New York City home. Police said the cause of death appears to be suicide by hanging. Spade was 55. Police said a housekeeper discovered the body. Spade's husband and business partner, Andy Spade, was in the apartment at the time. The police department's chief of detectives, Dermot Shea, said evidence, including the condition of the home and the presence of a note, pointed to a tragic suicide. It is not clear how long Spade had been dead. The medical examiner will perform an autopsy. The couple's 13-year-old daughter was at school. Law enforcement officials told the Associated Press that the note contained a message to the teenage girl, telling her it was not her fault. The officials spoke on the condition that they not be identified. Spade's family released a statement through a spokesman. "We loved Kate dearly and will miss her terribly. We would ask that our privacy be respected as we grieve during this very difficult time," he said. Police have set up barriers around the building where she died to keep reporters and others away. Spade founded and later sold the company Kate Spade New York. It currently has more than 315 shops around the world. Julia Curry, a spokeswoman for the company, said, "Kate will be dearly missed," and "our thoughts are with Andy and the entire Spade family at this time." Kate Spade was born Catherine Brosnahan and grew up in Kansas City, Missouri. She was working at the fashion magazine Mademoiselle when she launched her company with husband Andy in 1993. She started the company based on six shapes of bags that she thought every working woman needed. The bags became hugely popular. "I grew up in the Midwest where you have to have it because you like it, not because you're supposed to have it," she told the AP in 2004. Spade expanded into shoes and luggage. She also opened a home line and produced several books. The Council of Fashion Designers of America honored Spade with many awards. She was named a Giant of Design by House Beautiful magazine. Spade left the company in 2007, a year after selling it to the Neiman Marcus Group for $125 million. Spade and her husband, brother of comedian David Spade, started a new handbag company a few years ago, Frances Valentine. And Spade changed her name to Catherine Noel Frances Valentine Brosnahan Spade. "She alone didn't change the handbag world," tweeted fashion designer Kenneth Cole, "but she was an inspiring accessory." I'm Katie Weaver.